This is Family Council in Little Rock. Arkansas has emerged as a leading state in the protection of unborn lives, passing 55 pro-life measures since 2011. These laws aim to address abortion and safeguard the lives of unborn children, with many of them still in effect today. The landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on June 24, 2022, overturning Roe v. Wade, has brought significant changes to abortion laws in Arkansas and across the nation. Let's take a closer look at some of the key pro-life laws that Arkansas has enacted. Two laws took effect immediately after the reversal of Roe. Act 180 of 2019, sponsored by Senator Jason Raypert and Representative Mary Bentley, prohibits abortion in Arkansas unless the life of the mother is at risk. Similarly, Act 309 of 2021, also sponsored by Senator Raypert and Representative Bentley, restricts abortion except in cases where the mother's life is in jeopardy. In addition to these laws, Arkansas has enacted several other pro-life measures over the years. Act 1176 of 2011, introduced by Representative Butch Wilkins, requires facilities performing 10 or more abortions per month to be inspected by the Arkansas Department of Health, closing a loophole that allowed uninspected clinics to operate for years. Another notable law is Act 1037 of 2013, presented by Senator Jim Hendren and Representative Nate Steele. This fetal homicide law enables prosecutors to charge criminals with the death of an unborn child at any stage of development, aligning Arkansas's law with that of 28 other states. Act 171 of 2013, sponsored by Representative Andy Mayberry and Senator Bart Hester, is the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which prohibits abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, except in cases of rape, incest, or a medical emergency. Arkansas has also passed legislation to protect the rights of pregnant women and their unborn children. Act 156 of 2013, introduced by Senator Gary Stubblefield and Representative Bob Ballinger, affirms a pregnant woman's legal right to use physical force to defend her unborn child against an attacker. Moreover, Arkansas has taken steps to ensure that public funds are not used for abortion. Act 72 of 2013, sponsored by Representative Butch Wilkins and Senator Cecile Bledsoe, prohibits government-funded health insurance exchanges from covering abortions, except in cases of rape or incest. The state has implemented various other laws, such as Act 392 of 2017, which mandates medical treatment for babies born alive during abortion procedures, and Act 653 of 2019, which prohibits public funds from being used for cloning or killing unborn children for scientific research. These laws demonstrate Arkansas's commitment to protecting the sanctity of human life and providing alternatives to abortion. They reflect the efforts of legislators, pro-life groups, and many others who have worked tirelessly to pass and strengthen pro-life legislation. You're listening to Family Council.